Dredging the Flint River. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A century-old legacy of Flint's industrial past is the focus of a major cleanup project this summer. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody has spent some time down by the river.
The Flint River has long been the main artery flowing through Flint's industrial heart. For decades, from the late 1800s into the 1920s, a gasification plant located along the river turned coal into much-needed natural gas. Over time, the coal tar waste produced by the plant ended up in the Flint River, just upstream from the Hamilton Dam. The dam helped contain the coal tar, which sunk deep into the riverbed. Consumers Energy bought the plant in the 1920s and eventually closed it in the 1950s. The plant itself is long gone, but the coal tar remains. Though, according to project manager Andrew Santini, not for much longer.
Right now, we're near the upstream extent of our dredge cut. The excavator is removing sediment from the river bottom and placing it into a scow.
The scow brings the muck to the riverbank, where it's offloaded and transferred to a large fabric-covered area. There, the water is drained off, purified, and discharged into Flint's sanitary sewer system. The dried, contaminated sediment will later be trucked to a nearby landfill. Consumer spokesman Kevin Keene says discussions about removing the crumbling Hamilton Dam just downstream spurred the utility to act now to clean up the site, which it is responsible for.
With the upcoming changes, proposed changes to the Hamilton Street Dam, it's important for us to correct the river bottom and improve the hydraulics of the river prior to the dam changes.
Before it's all done, crews will excavate about a 5-foot trench from one end of the dredge site to the other, removing more than 80,000 cubic yards of coal tar contaminated muck from the riverbed. As you would expect, the dredging project is under the watchful eye of state environmental officials, as well as those who have a special love for the Flint River. Rebecca Fidowa is the executive director of the Flint River Watershed Coalition. The coalition supports the dredging project, though Fidowa says they are concerned the dredging may release contaminants that may pass downstream.
We definitely want to make sure that that's minimized or negated completely. So we're going to be doing a little bit of testing downstream to just make sure that we're not picking anything up.
Before the dredging began, two screens were draped across the Flint River, separating the dredge site from the river flowing downstream. The screens are intended to trap particles freed up by the dredging and capture any oil sheen drifting down the river. Jim Innes is an environmental quality analyst with the MDEQ. He expects the curtains draped across the river will catch most of the contaminated materials.
It's not a direct health threat. The concentrations, you know, that would be, you know, escape from this process would not be anything that would endanger fish or, you know, any higher forms of wildlife.
Innes says the contamination could affect some organisms at the bottom of the food chain, and that's reason enough to keep it contained. The dredging work is expected to take most of the summer. After that, crews will begin rebuilding the riverbed with sand, clay, and rock. They'll also take steps to make the riverbank look more natural. For the Environment Report, I'm Steve Carmody.
You can see exclusive drone footage of the work on the Flint River on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.